Welcome to Brea Talks, an insider's look into topics that affect your experiences in the city of Brea. Whether you live, work, or play here, we are bringing you the information you need to better understand your city. So now we invite you to listen in as Brea Talks.
Hello and welcome. My name is Ruben Segura. I am the Media Services Specialist for the City of Brea. And today on Brea Talks, volunteering in the community. April is National Volunteer Month, and we have with us today Brea Resource Center Supervisor, Cesar Pacheco. Cesar, thanks for being here.
Yeah, no, this is awesome. Thanks for having me, my man.
Tell us a little bit about your career in Brea and your experience with volunteering.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds insane to say, but this August will be 17 years with me in the city.
Wow.
I started off as a special community services specialist with the Resource Center. Approximately 2012, I got promoted to supervisor with the Resource Center and never left the Resource Center. That needs to be pointed out here. During that time, I was able to earn a master's degree both in public administration and marriage and family therapy. And that basically really just allowed me to tap into a few different populations in order to help bring a different variety of volunteers to the city.
That's awesome. And yeah, let's talk a little bit about the history of volunteerism in Brea and the city's involvement.
Yeah. So I think volunteering in the city has been going, I don't know, probably longer than any of us in this room have been
That's
alive.
That's probably fair to say.
The Resource Center took over a lot of the volunteer programs approximately 2015, including like Mayor's Youth Award, the Volunteen Program, and then just the everyday volunteer activities that we have in the city. So it's been a huge part of the city of Brea for, I think, as long as anyone who still works here can remember.
Yeah, I agree. Let's talk a little bit about the just the variation, the flux that we've seen in volunteerism since you've been here. What does that look like?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ruben. I think as the demographics have changed, I think we've seen both the need and desire to volunteer really grow in demand. Mm-hmm. I think honestly, even post-COVID, the requests that we've gotten for volunteering has really gone up.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, just everything that's happened and where we are today, you know, the needs change, and it's always important to kind of follow along with those trends. So needs are met. People that are looking for opportunities find them. So that's really great. Why is volunteering and the need to foster good volunteer programs so important for a community?
Well, I think that's the key word, right? Community. I think in order to even build a sense of community, volunteer programs are pretty crucial, right? I think the more we invest in our community, the more our community will want to invest in us, will want to be a part of the Brea community. And I think volunteering is a great way of presenting them opportunities to come together and not just serve our city, but serve each other, really.
Yeah, absolutely. You partner with several other city departments to make that happen, as well as some external organizations. Talk a bit about some of those partners, what we've done in the past, what you see in the future.
Yeah, I mean, listen, so I think partnering with other departments, is that what you asked? Sorry, was it department specifically that you were asking for, or just kind of other members?
All the above.
Yeah. You know, I think about immediately our work with the police department and the homeless services. Kind of, we're still in this transition plan of really getting the Resource Center involved with helping our homeless population here in the city, and so it's a pretty natural fit for us doing human services, police doing, you know, a different kind of human services, but human services nonetheless. So it's just always made sense for the two of us to work together in providing as many different services as we can, while also keeping the needs of our residents in need as well, right? Mm-hmm. In mind as well, I should say. In addition, I think we do a lot of work with Public Works Department. We know whenever we need something cleaned up or we just need something taken care of on the streets, they're there to help us out with that. The community in general, I would say, the Resource Center, the city itself has a great partnership with the Brea Ministerial Association. So all the faith-based organizations in our city. We have a great partnership with them. We have a great partnership with the school district. I think the basis of the city, and therefore, honestly, the Resource Center, I think without its partners, there really wouldn't be much that we'd be doing, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a good point, you know, just the different organizations and how holistically how it connects everything.
Yeah.
And that opportunity to touch base with so many different groups of people and make sure that needs are being met. Speaking of needs being met, what are some of the services that you see that you offer at the Brera Resource Center?
Before I get to that, I want to say that I think that the beautiful part about the Resource Center is that, you know, our directors, our management team, our council has always kind of allowed it to be an evolving service, right? That what we provide is based on the needs of our current population. So again, in those almost 17 years, I've seen it evolve in many different ways. I would say definitely right now, the biggest service we offer is we have a full-blown mental health counseling program, which we've seen grow since, again, COVID, right? I think COVID really created this need for connection and community, and right. We provide a safe space where not only our residents, but basically anybody can come in and receive services at an affordable cost. We have two wonderful volunteers who provide veteran services to our veteran community. They do a great job of kind of helping prep our veterans for gathering the proper documents, making the proper appointments so that when they go to the VFW or the VA, everything that they need is ready to go. So it's kind of like the pre-appointment for the big appointment. And then just a lot of different, you know, again, I mentioned our homeless services that we offer. We do a costume exchange in October. Again, our job is, in a nutshell, is any kind of need that any Brea resident may have, our job is to help meet them in whatever manner we possibly can. If it's a service we don't offer, then our job is to help refer them to somebody or somewhere that can help them out.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That is an awesome just service that we have and a huge, huge part of our community.
Yeah, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like to think so myself.
You guys recently relocated from the Brea Community Center across the street to here on campus at the Civic and Cultural Center. How's that been?
It's been a trip, I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I think this is, when we talk about doing something like this, the needs of the community are always going to be at the forefront of our thoughts. You know, we noticed, listen, this is, Brea is a small community, right? Mm-hmm. We have one junior high, we have one high school, and the reality is if we have a building full of teens or children in the afternoon and we have a kiddo that's being brought in for counseling and they see each other and they say, hey, what are you doing here, right? It puts the kiddo in a little bit of an awkward situation. Mm-hmm. So we saw the opportunity of coming down here mostly to offer our counseling clients a little bit more privacy, a little bit more kind of anonymity as they're walking into this building specifically to get those counseling needs met. And in addition, as I mentioned before, just kind of this partnership that we've got with police and our homeless residents, we're right smack next to the library, which is, you know, a popular hangout for our homeless residents. And so it really gives us access to that population in a way that we never really did at the community center. So it really helps us to tap into that part of what we do.
Yeah, it seems like a natural fit.
Yeah, this is our second week in the new spot, and it's honestly finally starting to feel like home.
That's good. That's excellent. Let's talk a little bit about the process in volunteering for the city. What's the best way someone can get involved?
Honestly, it is the easiest thing possible. We are working on digitizing the volunteer application so that pretty soon here, hopefully anybody can just go on BreaResourceCenter.com, click on the application, fill it out, and then we've got the information. For now, anyone can just contact us. Give us a call. We will email you the application, have you send it back. That adds you to our volunteer database. And then anytime that we need volunteers for any kind of thing, whether, again, it's our upcoming Love Brea event, whether it's ushers at the Curtis Theater, whatever the need is, we will email that list. And that's how our residents find out about the current needs for volunteering.
That's fantastic. And you already touched on it, but let's talk about probably the biggest volunteer-based event of the year, since it's right around the corner. We have Love Brea this month on April 22nd. How did that event come about? Give me a little bit of a brief history of how we got to, you know, year one to today.
Yeah. So the history it's actually so that the Love Our Cities initiative, right? Love Modesto was, I believe, the first city. Modesto mm-hmm. was the first city that kicked this off. I think that was 2007. And right around 2015, our police chief at the time, actually, Love Fullerton had already started. Our police chief heard about Love Fullerton and thought, let's kind of get this together back then. And we continued to partner with Southlands Church. Southlands Church, us, PD, a bunch of other departments got together and put this. Actually, you know, I'll be honest with you. That first year that we did Love Brea, it was such a hard thing to conceptualize. It was like, okay, we're going to put together right. all these volunteer, mm-hmm. possible volunteer events. You know, it was like painting fire hydrants, painting the bathrooms at Aero Vista Park, which we haven't done since, and there's a reason why. you know, it was a really hard thing to kind of figure out what is this actually going to look like. And that first year, kind of seeing all our volunteers, I think the first year was black t-shirts. If I got to pick t-shirts, they were definitely black. And just kind of seeing the sea of volunteers, you know, kiddos from 2.5 years old to you know, our older volunteers. And it was just such a cool thing to see.
Right.
And I would say probably right before, so 2019, we got to see this program hit a peak, right? I think we got pretty close to 600 volunteers. We had over 30 projects. It was just a really cool thing to see. Again, COVID happened, right? There was one year where we kind of just did like put a heart on your window, and that's how you show love to our city. I think the following mm-hmm. year, we tried to do at-home projects. And last year, so 2022... was the first year that we were back in person. And I think we had about 23, 24 projects. We had about close to 400 volunteers last year. So the goal this year is to just come back bigger and better, right? We've started to post some projects already. Those are getting full. So we're actively working on putting together some more projects, hopefully right. open up some more volunteer slots. So yeah, April 22nd, kickoff here at the Civic Center.
Yeah, and that's just so for anyone that doesn't know, that's actually how I got connected with the city really for
that's
the first
right.
time. Is I was a project lead. I continue to lead a project every year. And it's just an incredible, as Caesar, you put it really, really well, of just being able to see hundreds of people meeting together on one Saturday morning in front of the Civic Center to just show how much they love their community. Then go out in the community and just do service projects, you know, help, you know, things as big and small, you know, like you mentioned, painting fire hydrants, landscaping needs for individuals, feeding individuals at a food distribution, you know, that really runs the gamut of different type of projects that are available. And it's really exciting to see, you know, be back in that season again, ramping up to the big event. And then just the high of seeing so many people just with that state of mind.
Yeah, no, listen, it's so cool to see everyone in the morning super clean and pretty, and then when they come back for the free lunch, everyone's either covered in dirt, definitely mm-hmm. sweat, paint, whatever it is, but whatever color that shirt started with is not the color it's going to end with, and just really cool to see. Yeah, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful day.
That's awesome. Well, thank you very much for being here, Caesar. I think volunteering is obviously an important part of community engagement, and it's great to hear all the ways that people can get involved, how easy the process is. And I just want to, you know, from the bottom of my heart, give you a big thank you for everything you do and your staff of volunteers and on staff people here. So thank you so much for everything you do. Really great having you today.
Yeah, again, thank you for having me. This was awesome. Any chance I get to talk about what we do, I will take it, my friend. So thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. For more information on Love Brea, go to lovebrea.org. And for more information on the Brea Resource Center and its programs, visit BreaResourceCenter.com. To fill out a volunteer application that Caesar mentioned earlier, call the Brea Resource Center at 714-990-7150, and they'll email that over to you right away. That's it for this episode of Brea Talks. This episode and all episodes of Brea Talks are available wherever you get your podcasts. as well as Brea TV and our YouTube channel, youtube.com/cityofbrea. Don't forget to follow, like, subscribe, rate, and review, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening in as Brea Talks.